The ocean is filled with creatures that stretch the imagination of us land-living bipeds. Maybe it's the deep-sea anglerfish with its flickering fishing rod. Or a favorite around the sci-fi office, the octopus. Yeah, basically a tentacled brain trawling the seafloor. Well, I have another contender to add to the race of most bizarrely fascinating animal. You're going to think this is kind of cool. It's the seahorse. And I'm not nominating the fish, and yes, it is a fish, based on its giraffe-like snout or its monkey-like tail. Nope. Today, we're talking about pregnancy. Male seahorses are the ones who give birth to little swimming sea ponies. That's the topic of our video pick this week. Our video producer, Luke Graskin, visited the lab at Brooklyn College where they're rearing and studying seahorses. Must have been fun, Luke.
Oh, it definitely was.
Tell us about that. Let me tell our listeners that you can watch Luke's video on our website at sciencefriday.com/seahorse. I don't think in most people I've ever heard that it's the male seahorse that's becoming pregnant.
Oh, yeah. They're the only vertebrates, seahorses and pipefish, which is a group of about 300 species, where the males become truly pregnant. There's lots of males around there that will protect their young or care for their young or provide for their young, but these are the only ones that actually truly become pregnant. They're the only ones that have an internal gestation, and they provide have some sort of connection to their brood.
Mm-hmm. And they have other unique adaptations.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So they have bony skin and scales, which is pretty not unique among fish, but it's not exactly common. They have no dorsal fins, they have no teeth, and their jaws are fused. So they have this one, like you said, kind of like almost giraffe-like mug that can extend their mouth, but their jaws are one single jaw. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, the seahorses have a prehensile tail, which they can use kind of like a monkey tail to grab onto things, and it's pretty flexible. But of course, everybody knows them for their pouch, their brood pouch. So male seahorses have a belly on them, it looks kind of like a belly. It looks exactly like a belly.
But I know you went out and filmed them, but I looked at the film. But it's not like there's a kangaroo pouch.
No, it's not like a kangaroo pouch. The best way to describe it, it just looks like a belly. It looks like they have this little belly. And that's one of the distinguishing characteristics between the males and the females. Mm-hmm. The males of seahorses have a belly, this little kind of fleshy belly that doesn't look bony, and then the females don't. Instead, the females have an ovipositor. So when a female and a male, they go through a mating ritual, they have an actual dance. It's very romantic. The female quickly deposits, at the end of which, the female deposits her eggs inside the pouch of the male, and he fertilizes it. Or he can actually decide not to, but that's another story. So when that happens, it happens very quickly, maybe 5 seconds. And once the embryos are in there, there's a lot of stuff going on there. And I spoke to Tony Wilson, whose lab I visited, and he explained to me all the really cool things that are going on inside the brood pouch of a seahorse.
So the embryos will implant in the brood pouch wall. So there's a close connection between the male's blood supply and the pouch. And then the male regulates the internal environment. He provides oxygen to the embryos during their development. He regulates the salinity such that when the offspring are released, the salinity within the pouch and outside the pouch is identical. He has contractions, which are very similar to what we see in terms of labor in humans. And once the offspring are released, you have little baby seahorses, which are completely free living.
Now, I saw the video and of the baby seahorses being born. It's something you got to see it to believe how this happens.
Yeah.
Describe it.
Well, it straddles the line between wondrous and completely disturbing. because it's all these adorable, beautiful little seahorses coming out.
Yeah.
But the male is going through these they're straight up contractions. It's bending its body over. It's seriously in labor. And it's forcing out, in some species, thousands of little babies out of its pouch. It's just spraying babies
pop,
out
pop,
into.
Pop, pop,
yes,
pop,
it really does look like they're just spraying out of him. And it's you don't forget it once you see it.
Talking with Luke Graskin on Science Friday from PRI Public Radio International. It's our video pick of the week, sciencefriday.com/seahorse. Besides the males getting pregnant, seahorse pregnancy really seems similar to like other forms of pregnancy,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's so There's been a lot, you know, as Dr. Wilson mentioned, there's a lot of care and actual, you know, biology that the male is actually applying to its babies. It's actually giving it lots of nutrients and resources. So there's that similarity. There's the fact that there's contractions, and then Dr. Wilson, he's looking also at the hormones and the genetics behind it. And his research has actually shown that about 5 to 10% of the genes that are involved in seahorse pregnancy are involved in other forms of pregnancy in other vertebrates, including mammals. So including one suite of genes, which is known to regulate prolactin. Now, what is that? It's prolactin. That's a hormone. That's the hormone, if you listen to it, prolactin, that's the hormone that promotes milk production in mammals. And what is a male seahorse doing with prolactin?
Maybe it's not a male. I mean, could it be that it's really not a male?
Oh,
thing?
See, now this is a horse of another color. So
it's very fishy. Sounds like something fishy.
Yeah, there is something very fishy going on with its genes. They haven't actually found a sex chromosome, and they haven't actually found any genetic evidence for sex determination. You know, there are a lot of fish that where the males and females are decided by their environment, the temperature and things like that. So they don't know how a male or how a seahorse, baby seahorse, becomes male or becomes female. And, you know, when I spoke to Dr. Wilson, he said, you know, I can't tell you for certain if basically a female seahorse, when it's born, doesn't develop sperm as it's developing. And so this kind of it's not really clear exactly how this system actually works. And if you look at the behavior of some of these species, the females are actually competing for the males. And everything is just completely topsy-turvy. It's a complete mystery, this whole system.
So it doesn't have the genes that say you're a male or you're a female.
They haven't found them yet. They're doing genetics work. The seahorse genome was recently published on one species. And Dr. Wilson and his team are working on another species. And what they're hoping to do is do a little compare and contrast and hopefully hone in on what are the different genes that regulate different things in the seahorse and cause it to be a seahorse.
How much fun was it making this video? Was it a lot of work?
I think it was.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was enlightening to see this species. You know, it also was a really wonderful experience. Used to make some horrible dad jokes, which you can hear in the video.
You say there are five puns.
Yes, there's five dad jokes in there. If you can catch them, you're shamed publicly.
Not to mention all the fishy puns we said.
Oh, absolutely.
Today, it's Luke's video is up on our website at sciencefriday.com/seahorse. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Ira.
And you can also watch that latest video of male seahorses giving birth, as I say, on our website, sciencefriday.com/seahorse. And you can read about the pygmy seahorse, the smallest one out there. It's about the size of your pinky fingernail. It is one of the cutest little seahorses. It's just cool. Check it out at our website at sciencefriday.com.